From Cambridge 105, this is Election Studio.
It's 28 minutes past 12. My second guest is in the studio with me. Stuart Tuckwood. Good morning, Stuart.
Good afternoon, I think it is.
Oh, actually. Good afternoon. You're correct. You know, of all of us, you should be the most sort of jet-lagged, really.
Yeah, I've got no idea what day it is, but I do know what time it is. Yeah.
Have you had any sleep at all?
I had a few hours, yeah. Managed to get some.
But and you're a nurse by profession, so I guess you're used to working
the... I am, yeah, this is nothing. Don't worry. No, not compared to working in the hospital.
And you're a Green candidate for the market ward.
I came third.
We've got these statistics up on the screen. So the seat went to Timbuk, Liberal Democrat, with 38% of the votes then. Daniel Green, Labour, 35%. Then you with 20% of the votes, ahead of the Tory on 6%. Was that better or worse than you expected?
We wanted to win the seat. We were very clear we wanted to win the seat. We won that last year. Oscar Gillespie was elected for the Greens, but we always recognised it was going to be a tough battle. Timbuk has been in place there for a number of years, so he was always going to be someone who was hard to unseat. And the Labour candidate as well ran a really good campaign, and she's very popular. So it was always going to be tough. And I think there's a huge proportion of students who vote in market as well. And we haven't had the time to analyse all the results of the elections yet. But from what I understand, I think there was quite a swing towards Labour amongst students as well that went to Greens possibly last year. So I'd like to say a great thanks to everyone who voted Green in market. 400 votes is a very respectable score. And there's a lot of people I spoke to on the doorsteps who were very keen for us to win, very happy to help us and happy to campaign for us. So thanks to them who voted and thanks to everyone who helped. But yeah, I'm disappointed. We wanted to win.
I mean, 400 votes is a respectable amount of votes.
Yeah.
But looking at the map of Cambridge there, which you've got up on the screen, you can see that it's more or less divided by Lib Dem and Labour. So you're obviously connecting with voters, but maybe not to the extent that you need to win seats.
It's a very difficult system to win. It's a first-past-the-post system. You know, we have to win in every ward to be able to win any councillors. And it's really very frustrating for me. I don't want to sound like someone who's moaning about the electoral system because we didn't win, which wouldn't be very good. But the fact is, for parties with limited resources compared to the parties such as Labour and the Lib Dems, which have got a lot more money to spend than us, we have to really concentrate our resources in places where we've got a chance of winning. So I think it's unfair to take our vote share in some of the areas where we weren't able to campaign as being reflective of how popular Green ideas are. I really strongly feel if we got the chance to go out and connect with voters in King's Hedges and the Chesterton's, out in Arbury and Abbey and do some more campaigning, that we would get a lot more votes, and that's what we want to do in the years coming up.
I'm wondering, Stuart, as to whether or not we have a problem, it's not particularly a problem, of the city is pretty green in the first place. You know, there's, for example, Lewis Herbert, the city council leader, was brought to Cambridge because of his involvement in the recycling business, and you can't get much more green than that. So tricky maybe to say, well, vote green and we'll be even greener. That's a challenge.
It is a challenge, yeah. I mean, and that's one positive that we can take from our campaign is the amount, to the extent of which a number of the other parties that we were fighting against had to paint themselves green to get an opportunity to win. I mean, in looking at a number of the leaflets that went out in Market Ward where I was competing, they were taking on board a lot of things that we've been saying for a long time about congestion zones, about cutting down on air pollution, about tackling climate change and carbon emissions. So even necessarily if we don't win all the seats, our ideas are having influence, and, you know, and that's positive, you know, for Cambridge.
And do you think that, you know, parties are forced to change their approach, obviously not necessarily working for the Conservatives, who lost their last remaining city councillor. However, people like Julius Carrington, who was standing over in Newnham, and Heidi Allen, of course, who's the MP for South Cambridgeshire, they're a lot softer, warmer, almost cuddly Conservatives compared to the general approach one might see from the national politicians.
Yeah, they've got to adapt to the situation in the place where they're standing, haven't they? But I very much disagree with the idea that you can stand as an independent Tory candidate. Heidi Allen said some very good things, but her voting record doesn't seem to reflect that. And if you're going to stand as a candidate on Tory policies in Cambridge and talk about affordable housing, then unfortunately you've got to bear the brunt of the effects that national Tory policies having on the housing shortage in Cambridge, on the fact that we're falling behind other countries in tackling carbon emissions. You can't stand as a member of the Conservative Party and deny having anything to do with their policy, unfortunately.
So why do you think people are, they're responding to you, but why not? Why isn't that being reflected in the ballot box? Why are people not putting you... I know, I understand all about the system, but why... I'm sure you got a very good response when you went and knocked on people's doors, but what was stopping them from putting that cross in the box next to your name?
Well, I've got absolutely no regrets in the way we ran our campaign. I think we were very positive. We tried to stay out of any mudslinging, any kind of tribalism, just bring a positive message to people on the doorsteps. And last year, that went down very well, and we swung it. You know, we got there by the skin of our teeth. But there's a lot of things that aren't within your control in local elections. You know, there's always a national story to local elections across the country. And whether we haven't had a chance to analyse it all yet, whether it's to do with Corbyn or whether it's to do with other things that are going on nationally. What I've been saying to our supporters is, if we got 400 people out there, I mean, the Green Party, I think nationally, have only been polling 4 or 5% recently. We scored 20% in markets. So that 15, 20%, those hundreds of votes that we got, we won every single one of them by ourselves, by convincing people, by talking to them. And our ideas went down really well. But unfortunately, the Green Party didn't have a national election broadcast this year. UKIP had two or three. The Liberal Democrats got some as well.
But that's based on the number of votes that people have got previously.
Yeah,
those factors are taken into account. So if you were more popular, and I know it's a circle, but you know, if you get the votes, then you get the opportunity, arguably, to get more votes. If you got those votes in the first place, a little foothold, then you'd have got those broadcasts.
Yeah, but it all ties into the system as well, unfortunately. So we scored over 1 million votes in the election last year. That's 1 million people who, even though they were going and maybe voting in areas where they knew the Greens weren't going to win, they still wanted to make sure that the Green voice got heard. And if you think of the millions who would have voted Green if they thought they had a chance of winning, then that's a significant proportion of the people who are influenced by Green ideas and find our policies and our ideas very popular. And I think to deny people who, you know, scored over 1 million votes, even in that system, the chance of speaking to people directly through their TVs or on the radio and in the media is very unfair. And, you know, and I think there will have been a number of people who voted in market, who voted across the city, who didn't have much of an idea of what was going on locally, but made their mind up from what they saw on the TV and, you know, and what they heard in the media, which is completely fair. I can understand why they did that, but we really, when we get a chance to connect to people and talk to people and give across our ideas, they always go down very well. So, you know, I stay very positive. I think if we keep in there and keep campaigning, that we'll get there in the couple of years to come in Cambridge.
And in terms of the way that you organised your, if you like, your direction through Cambridge, did you concentrate on particular wards, like Market perhaps, where you thought you were in with a greater chance? I live here in Petersfield. I got, during the course of the campaign, I got a knock on the door when I was in. Admittedly, I could have been out, but I'm in a lot of the time when I'm not here. I got a knock on the door by somebody representing Labour, who, of course, went on to win Petersfield. I got one green leaflet through my letterbox, and that was it. It felt like the other parties said, oh, Richard Robertson is going to walk this one. There's no need for us to do any major campaigning. And last night, as I walked back in the couple of streets to my house, there was a Labour guy who was knocking on all the doors trying to bring out the vote.
Yeah, and it's the system that we've talked about, unfortunately. You have to concentrate your resources on where you can win, because if we'd elected a second Green councillor in Market, maybe Petersfield or Romsey last night, then that would have given us much more influence over the city in the years to come, built up our reputation and enabled us to get more things done that would have appealed across the city. But at the moment, you know, with limited resources, you have to focus on where you've got a chance.
I sense you're a young party as well. You can almost tell that by looking at the names of the people who are standing. They're very sort of, you know, young names.
We are. I mean, like, it's been very transitional, and what people won't recognise, because it does on the face of it look like the results for us were disappointing last night, was that this was a very new team for the Cambridge Green Party. There's been a lot of people who have been involved for a long time. We've done.
Let's face it. You know, Simon Sedgwick Joe was as around,
Margaret,
and
Margaret,
of course, as well. But after that, there was nothing for some considerable time.
There's been a transition, and then we won a seat last year, which was a huge victory. But I think some people might have underestimated. Well, I definitely didn't. I always knew it was going to be tough. Some people might have underestimated how difficult it was to go on to consolidate that victory, considering it's a first past the post system. It's a Liberal Democrat and a Labour city at the moment. How difficult it was going to be to win those votes. But we had 14 great candidates across the city who did do campaign in the local areas as much as they could and as much as we could support them. And I think they all did a really good job. And it was the first time for a lot of people. But it was transitional. I went to hustings up in the north of the city, where our candidates Angela Ditchfield and Jamon Gow did a very good job. It was their first ever hustings, and they were obviously very nervous, but this is the only way you're ever going to get there. And maybe it's difficult at the start, because you have to put yourself out there, learn how it works, you know, take criticisms of people on the doorstep and adapt. But in those years to come, putting those candidates out there, we will definitely
improve. What do you do in 2017? Do you get the same person standing for the same area, or do you move the better candidates into the areas that you're most likely to win?
You can't expect me to give it all away, Julie, I'm afraid.
Oh, go on.
No, I'm afraid not. Yeah, you'll just have to wait and see. But the one thing I would say is, despite the result last night, I'm looking at the results here across the city. Liberal Democrats lost again. I lost an overall, you know, seat, I think, or two to Labour. They're now at half the number of councillors Labour have got. They only seem to be going one way in the city. And I know the results for us weren't too encouraging last night, but if people are expecting a bold opposition in the city, someone who's going to keep Labour honest, push them on the environment, push them on being socially progressive, then it's going to be the Green Party that are providing that in years to come.
And what about you, Stuart? What your experience? Is this the first time that you've been out there as a candidate?
It is, yeah. It was my first time as a candidate. I really enjoyed it. I loved going out and meeting people on the doorsteps and talking to them. The thing that hurts me the most is the people who really put in a lot of effort for us, who really, you know, went out and did a lot of work to help try and get me elected and will be disappointed by the result. But they should all be encouraged because, you know, none of that is wasted work. Every single person we've spoken to, every single person we've convinced, and everyone who's maybe thinking more about the environment or thinking more about the need for affordable housing and transport solutions in Cambridge, none of that work is wasted. But no, I really enjoyed the experience.
Yeah. And as a first-timer, what was the most surprising thing for you actually going out there and canvassing?
The most surprising thing for me was how easy canvassing was. I mean, I've always, I think a lot of people find canvassing and going out and speaking to people on the door is very intimidating. It's, you know, for a lot of people, the idea of just knocking on someone's door and asking about their thoughts on policy and politics is quite worrying. But actually, the vast majority of people I spoke to were very friendly, very bright, had some very interesting ideas. And I tell you, if you've got some ideas that are a bit silly, then you learn about it very quickly. So I really enjoyed it. Yeah, and it was surprising for me how easy it was and how, I mean, obviously not how easy the result was, but how easy it was to go and campaign and speak to people and how well things went down just when you went and gave them your ideas.
Because it's a big personal commitment, isn't it? And you've always said you're a nurse, you've got a demanding job, you work at Edinburgh. So
yeah.
It's really a big decision when you decide to run for the council.
It's a lot of work, yeah. I'm looking forward to maybe putting my feet up a little bit over the next couple of days and treating the girlfriend, if she's still with me, actually. I need to go check, I think.
Well, congratulations. As you say, you got 20% of the vote. Will you be standing next year? Are you allowed to say that? You've dipped your toe in the water. Are you keen to do more?
I'm definitely keen. Yeah, there's no way this is going to put me off, and it's not going to put off any of our candidates. So, yeah, like I said, we know that our ideas and our policies are good, and we know that Cambridge needs the kind of solutions, the kind of imaginative policies that we come up with. We've still got a councillor, and so we'll still be focusing on delivering things for people in Cambridge. And no, it's not going to put me off, but I can't commit to standing for any particular seat just yet.
Well, thank you very much for coming, because I appreciate that you're tired as well, you know, and you've got two people asking you questions.
Yeah, no, that's okay.
Thank you again. It's been nice to talk to you. Have you finished?
I have finished, yes. You can go and have a lie down now.
Yeah.
You can go and have a lie down.
I'm going to go treat the girlfriend, I think.
Yes.
Okay. All right, well, thanks very much for having me.
Oh, you're welcome.